Zubik with us this morning on WBVP and WMBA. Good morning, Bishop Zubik.
Good morning, Mike, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you for reaching out and talking with us this morning. I certainly appreciate it.
You know what? You know how proud I am to be from Beaver County, so it's always nice to be invited to come back either personally or over the airway.
And a Quigley Catholic graduate, and I know you still speak and think fondly of the school.
Well, I do, and it was a wonderful 7 years that I had to be at Quigley, and they're still doing a great job.
And I was just informing the audience, because they're not aware of this, that we met several times over the years because my sister-in-law, Sister Patricia Harlack, was with the Sisters of the Holy Spirit, and you lived on the grounds there as an auxiliary bishop.
Yeah, and I was chaplain there, too. And boy, I miss Patricia so much. What a wonderful, wonderful woman she was. She had so many health difficulties, but she never focused in on herself. So she's a terrific lady.
And we appreciate you coming on today. Are you en route to see the Pope right now?
I am, as a matter of fact. I'm waiting at the airport. My plane is delayed. I'm on my way to Washington to be there for the next 3 days. And then after the joint session of Congress event, then I'll be going to Philadelphia from there and be there for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and back to Pittsburgh on Monday.
Bishop Zubik, what does this mean to Catholics around the world, but in the United States, for Pope Francis to be here?
You know, I think it goes way beyond just Catholics, because, I reflect on the fact that anytime I stop to get gas or go shopping at Giant Eagle, people will stop me and say, you know, I'm not a Catholic, or I'm not even a Christian, or I'm not even a believer, but, you know, your Pope is really making an impact on my life. And I think that, there are many things that we can admire about Pope Francis, but I want to say there's two things that that mean a lot to people. First of all, I think he is who he is. You know, he talks the talk and walks the walk. There's no duplicity in it. What you see is what you get. And I think we become so cynical in the world in which we live today because, you know, we've come not to expect that from others, and yet he's such a breath of fresh air. But I think the second thing is that, really comes as an agent of mercy. You know, and we're so many times, I think, in the world in which we live, we forget about forgiving each other, or being more understanding of each other, or being more compassionate towards each other. And everything that Pope Francis has done since he was elected on March 13th, 2013, has been spoken with a great deal of respect for every individual, calling all of us to be a lot more merciful. And to be truthful, I think that's what we're going to hear in all of his talks, but especially when he goes to Congress.
And do you, Bishop Zubik, is Pope Francis bringing more people back into the church or closer to Jesus, as he has stated before?
Well, that's what people are telling me. You know, I think I've heard people say, you know what, I was a member of the Catholic Church and I left, but this Pope is doing things that's drawing me back in. I've heard people say, you know, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm taking a good look at what it means to be a Catholic. But an awful lot of people are saying, you know, I've tried to be a good Christian, and even though I'm not a Catholic, the Pope's calling me to a better way of life as well, too. So I think it's a sign of what one person can do to affect the lives of countless people, just because of his sincerity and because of his love for God and for God's people.
And what about the clergy and the hierarchy of the church? It hasn't been a smooth transition. He said things that have ruffled feathers. How do the cardinals and the bishops feel about the Pope?
Well, I think there's, by and large, exhilaration about what he's saying, you know, because I think he invites us to be partners with him. You know, one of the ways in which he showed that was right when he was on the balcony after he was elected Pope, the first time he spoke to all of us. He spoke of himself as being the Bishop of Rome. And, you know, while that's always been a title of the Pope's, the fact that he highlighted that said that he, you know, has a sense of respect for all of us. And I think that's pretty evident in the fact that he's asked to meet with all of us tomorrow at the St. Matthew Cathedral in Washington. He's going to meet with all of us, the 18 bishops of Pennsylvania, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock together so that we can have a one-on-one conversation with him. So I think that, you know, we appreciate the respect, and we also, you know, welcome the challenge that he gives us, that we can be better leaders than we are. And I certainly admire all that he does for the church and all that he calls forth for me.